Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
Hey, I'm excited about today because today we are kicking off a brand new series of messages entitled, I Can Handle It. Come on, that's right. I can handle it. We're going to be talking about anxiety, stress, fear. We're going to be talking about disappointment, discouragement. We're going to be talking about change, dealing with the new. But I want you to know right now, you can handle it. Come on, as a matter of fact, just tell somebody around you right now. Tell them, I can handle it. I can handle it. Come on, type it in the chat right now. I can handle it. Maybe you want to put a little flex emoji on it. Let the hearts fly. Give me a thumbs up right now on Facebook. Let the enemy know. Let the world know. Let yourself know. I can handle it. And today we're going to be talking about how do you handle uncertainty. Hey, if you know anybody right now that is having difficulty in dealing with the uncertainty that's in the world, you need to hit the share button right now. Let them get these practical tools, these practical handles that will help them handle uncertainty in their life. But before we get into the message, we got to say our declaration. We say this every Sunday here at North Point Community Church. We say it by putting our hand over our heart. Come on, you say it with me today. I am a child of God. I am loved, adored, and accepted by my Father in heaven. I am forgiven and free. Sin has no hold on me. I am an overcomer, more than a conqueror, full of the Spirit of God, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Holy Spirit, open up my eyes to see, my ears to hear, my mind to understand, and my heart to receive everything that God has for me today. In Jesus' name, now put a big amen on that today. You know, we're talking about uncertainty because there are so many things for us to be uncertain about right now. What will happen if the coronavirus continues to spike again? What is the long-term impact on the U.S. economy? What is going to be the long-term impact on the economy of the world? Maybe even more personal, what is going to be the impact on your personal industry? What will change in the United States of America when it comes to social injustice? And how are we going to handle an election in the middle of all of that? You see, science clearly points to the impact that uncertainty has on us as human beings. And it's no surprise to any of us whatsoever that the studies show that uncertainty can create stress, anxiety, fear, and worry inside of us all. Because in our minds, uncertainty is equated with danger. Now, that was really good for human beings who lived on the earth hundreds and thousands of years ago, living in the open field. That was really good. It kept them safe. But times have changed. But the problem is our brains haven't changed. Our brains still equate uncertainty with danger. So it is no surprise that we feel anxious whenever we are faced with uncertainty. And our brain has an absolute disdain for uncertainty. And because of this, our brain is constantly, throughout the day, making up hundreds of stories as it is grabbing for certainty. Just think about some practical things that you go through in your normal life. You have a friend or an acquaintance that doesn't text you back. And because they don't text you back, you start making up a story about why they haven't responded to you. You start making up stories about what you posted on Twitter, and you were hanging out with these friends on last Friday night on Instagram, and that's the reason they're not texting you back. But the reality of it is they broke and shattered their phone, and their text message is not working, and it took them 48 hours to get a new phone. Or you begin to tell yourself a story about the coworker or maybe the boss who speaks harshly to you on Monday morning. And you start creating a story about their weekend. You start creating a story about your future with that company. You start creating a story. And the reality of it is they were just in a fender bender on the way to work. And man, they're a little stressed about the presentation they have to do with Monday morning. And they didn't have time for this accident on their way to work. Or maybe you didn't get invited to that neighborhood party that you've been invited to the last 3 or 4 years. And your mind will begin to tell you so many stories. Why does your mind tell you stories? Because it is trying to bring certainty into uncertainty. And this is why we must fight for clarity. This is why we must fight for understanding. We have to fight for clarity and fight for understanding through having difficult and awkward conversations. We've been talking about this for the last few weeks when it comes to cultural conversations. We must have those conversations, but not just those conversations. You need to have a conversation with that coworker or with that boss that spoke harshly to you. You don't need to use all of the energy making up stories that are not even going to be true. You need to have stories with your spouse. If your spouse starts acting strange, don't make up stories about what's going on and what they're thinking and what you don't need to do that. No, we need to fight for clarity and understanding by having difficult and even awkward conversations. Because listen, if we don't do that, this is what happens. We leave the door open due to unnecessary uncertainty. Now, there is enough uncertainty in the world. We don't need unnecessary uncertainty. I mean, there's uncertainty. With the coronavirus, there is no certainty whatsoever about the way this is going to turn out. That's uncertain, but there's nothing you can do about it. But guess what? There are things that you can do about some of these issues that you are facing in your life. But when we don't have the conversation, when we don't confront, when we don't participate in conflict, when we don't push through those barriers to have the necessary conversations, what happens is we end up holding unnecessary uncertainty. We don't need more anxiety. We don't need more stress. We don't need more reasons to be afraid. No, instead, what we need to do is we need to have the conversations. Because this is the problem. This is what our human brain will do. Studies have shown that our brain will typically assume the worst, overpersonalize the event, and jump to conclusions. This is what our mind will do. Our mind takes us to all about us. Come on, somebody know that's true. You know that's true. You think about yourself first. Come on, I know that's true with me. And this is what our brain will do. It will overpersonalize the event, but listen, it will assume the worst. It will assume the worst about others. It will assume the worst about the outcome, and it will jump all the way to conclusions. This is why we've got to have the conversations, and we cannot live with unnecessary uncertainty. I want you to write this down, because I believe that this will really help you in our handling this uncertainty that we're facing. As human beings, our tendency is to overestimate threats and underestimate our ability to handle them. I want you to hear that again. As human beings, our tendency is to overestimate threats, to overestimate problems, to overestimate adversity, to overestimate what's going on, to overestimate while at the same time we underestimate our ability to handle those threats, to handle those issues, to handle those problems. And that's why we named this series, I Can Handle It. Come on, you are not going to underestimate your ability to handle uncertainty. Listen, you can handle it, but we need to understand that this is the way that we are wired. We make it bigger than it is, and we make ourselves feel like I can't handle it. This is why we have to talk about uncertainty. Now, I want to show you something. Whenever we are dealing with uncertainty, let's look at this. We are all facing uncertainty in some aspect of our life. We are facing uncertainty. And that uncertainty, many times in our lives, it results in anxiety. It results in fear. It results in stress. We could keep on going and going and going right here. But I want you to see something. Uncertainty does not force anxiety. No, instead, uncertainty forces a choice. But for so many of us, for so long, what we have done is we have made the choice when faced with uncertainty, we have made the choice to be anxious. We have made the choice to be afraid. We have made the choice for worry. We have made those choices. So what the brain does is the brain says, hey, look, I know what you're going to do. I know the choice that you're going to make. So your brain actually helps you out. It gives you a shortcut, and your brain builds a bridge from uncertainty and anxiety. And your brain is saying, hey, let me help you get there faster. You don't have to make a conscious decision. I already know the choice that you are going to make. And what we end up and do is we move straight from an uncertainty into anxiety without realizing that we have a choice. All right, let's look at the scripture right now. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, this is one of our favorite scriptures here at North Point. And it says this: don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. You see, don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world. We've been talking about this, that this is what the world creates. The world moves from uncertainty and to anxiety, but you don't have to do that because guess what? You can handle it. You don't have to let yourself go to uncertainty. No, this is the pattern of the world. This is the custom of the world. This is the pattern of the world, but we can allow God to transform us by changing the way we think and realizing that we have a choice. Let's go back into the scripture again in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. The Apostle Paul writes and he says, throw off your old sinful nature, your former way of life, and let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Come on, think about that for a moment right now. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life. Throw off that former way of life that used to take you from uncertainty to anxiety. Get rid of that and instead let the Holy Spirit do a work on the inside of you. Let it give you new thoughts. Let it give you new attitudes. Let it give you a new way of reminding you that you actually have a choice. So let me just give you three things that you can choose during uncertainty. Three things that you can choose during uncertainty. And the first thing that you can choose is honesty. You can choose honesty. Now, uncertainty is one thing that is guaranteed in this life. No matter how well you plan, no matter how well you prepare, the world is always going to put uncertainty on your doorstep. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but I love a routine. I love a routine. And I've worked really hard to build this routine so that I can build the habits into my life that will give me the life that I truly want to live. But with this coronavirus, obviously, it came in and drastically interrupted my routine. But you know what? I didn't want to admit that. I did not want to admit that it had interrupted my routine because I know what my routine does for me. My routine keeps me healthy, physically healthy, mentally healthy, emotionally healthy. My routine of going to the gym 5 days a week, my routine, the pattern that I had built in my life, it kept me healthy. And I did not want to admit, and if I was just honest, I would say that I was afraid to admit that because I didn't know what was going to happen. So one day, we're a few weeks into the coronavirus, and Destiny just said, hey, I think this is getting to you a little bit. And I was like, what's getting to me? And she's like, I think all of this change and uncertainty, I think it's affecting you a little bit. And I was like, no, it's not. And she was like, no, babe, I really do. I really think that it is. And now I'm like getting a little more intense and my voice is raising just a little bit. And I'm responding. I'm saying, no, it's not. It's not affecting me. And she just like looks at me and kind of raises her eyebrows and says, babe, I think you are proving my point right now that this whole thing is getting to you. And you see, I forgot one of the principles that I've lived by, that the way we overcome uncertainty is just to be honest about it, right? You have heard me say it before, that one of the hardest things you will ever do in your life, maybe the hardest thing you will ever do in your life, is to be 100% gut level honest with yourself. And I was not being honest about myself when honest with myself in dealing with this uncertainty. But let's go to the scriptures. Let's go to Psalm chapter 139, verse 1. It says, Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. You perceive every movement of my heart and soul, and you understand my every thought before it even enters my mind. See, God already knows what you're thinking. God already knows what you are feeling. So number one, there's no reason to hide it. There's no reason to deny it. There's no reason to lie about it. God already knows what you're thinking and he knows what you're feeling. But you know what? That's also good news for a second reason, and it is this. If you don't know what you're thinking and you don't know what you're feeling, you can ask him, God, what am I feeling right now? What am I thinking right now? And the one who knows will reveal it to you and say, hey, this is what you're feeling. This is what you're thinking. This is what is going wrong right now in your life. But we need to know that we cannot hide anything from God. I like to say it this way, God can't fix whatever we don't face. God doesn't fix what we don't face. And you know what? God can't amend what we don't admit. God couldn't help me in my situation until I was willing to come to the end of this conversation with Destiny and say, you know what? You know what? I think this is affecting me. You know why I think this is affecting me? I think that I'm afraid. I'm afraid that I'm going to lose ground. I'm afraid that by losing my routine, I'm going to lose my habits. And by losing my habits, I'm going to lose my life. I'm afraid right now. And because we had an honest conversation, it brought this to the forefront of my mind. And I was able to admit, I was able to face it. And through that, God was helping me fix it. And he was helping me amend it. Now, there's something that we say here at North Point all the time. And we say, you've got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. When if you're going to walk with God, you've got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. If you're going to be a follower of Jesus, you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Now, honesty is hard. We've already said that. But do you know what's harder? You know what's harder? Not being honest. Being honest is hard, but not being honest is harder. Not in the moment. No, not in the moment. Temporarily, not being honest is easier. But in the long term, in the long run, in the future, not being honest with yourself is going to be harder on your life because you can't be who you need to be and you can't do what God has called you to do until you are honest about what is going on in your mind and honest about what is going on in your heart. And so whenever we are dealing with uncertainty, we have got to deal with uncertainty with honesty. That's the first choice that we have to make. But here's the second choice that we need to make whenever we are facing uncertainty. Not only do we choose honesty, but we need to choose hope. Let me give you a definition for the word hope. The definition is this: the feeling that what is wanted can be had or that events will turn out for the best. Here's the second definition. Grounds for believing that something good may happen. I love that. Grounds for believing that something good may happen. You see, whenever you are dealing with uncertainty, you gotta have hope. You have to have hope. Now, you may have heard me say here before that hope is not a strategy, and that is true. We always need more than hope, but hear me clearly right now. Hope better be a part of your strategy, because if you don't believe you're going to see the good, then you're not going to be looking for the good, and if you're not looking for the good, then you are never going to find the good. And I love what it says, that hope is the grounds for believing. I want you to see this right now. Hope is the grounds for believing. What does that mean? Hope is the foundation of your life. You cannot build a life of faith without the foundation of hope. No, you've got to build hope in the foundation. It is the grounds for believing. That's why hope has got to be a part of your strategy. Hope has got to be a part of your life. Hope is a key ingredient in your fight against uncertainty, because it's the only way that we can build a life of faith. Let's go back into the Word of God in Romans chapter 15. And in verse 13, it says this: I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, you cannot get close to God without feeling hope. You can't get close to God without finding hope. Why? Because God is the source of hope. And that hope that we find in God, it fills us with joy and it fills us with peace as we trust in Him. That's why people who live without hope, they are also people who live without joy. They are people who live without peace, because our peace and our joy are found when we choose to put our hope in Him and in Him alone. Let's look at Romans chapter 12, verse 12. It says, be joyful in hope. Now, I want you to see this. I want you to see this. This is where joy, be joyful in hope, because you need hope in order to be joyful. Come on, have you ever met a person that was hopeless and had joy? No, you can only be full of joy whenever you are full of hope. That's what the scripture says. It says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction. Now, how can you be patient in affliction? You are patient in affliction because you have hope, and that hope gave you joy, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. So out of that joy that comes from hope, you can be patient in difficult times. You can be patient in adversity. You can be patient, as the scripture says, in affliction, and it closes and says this, and be faithful in prayer. Be faithful in prayer. How are you faithful in prayer? Because we keep praying, we keep asking, we keep seeking, we keep knocking. Why? Because of hope. Hope is the grounds for believing. And so we are faithful in prayer because we know the God who began the good work is going to finish that work. So we are faithfully praying because we have hope for change. We have hope for transformation. Even in the midst of uncertainty, we hang on to hope. And that takes us to the third and final choice that we need to make whenever we are dealing with uncertainty. Yes, we need to choose honesty. Yes, we need to choose hope. But we also need to choose help. You do not need to journey through uncertainty alone. You do not need to journey through uncertainty with only your past experiences and your own opinions as your guide. No, new trouble demands new tools, and you need some new advice whenever you're facing new adversity. Let's look for a moment in Proverbs 15. Now, Proverbs was written by Solomon, who was one of the wisest people ever to live, and he says this: plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. I've got two questions for you today. The first question is this: is anyone helping you through your uncertainty? Is anyone, do you have anyone in your life who is helping you handle this uncertainty? Here's my second question. Who is helping you through your uncertainty? Not just is someone there. Second question is, who is helping you through your uncertainty? Does that person have wisdom? Does that person have credibility? Does that person have stability even in their own lives? You see, asking someone who is full of anxiety, full of fear, full of stress and negativity to help you deal with your uncertainty is just not wise. Do you know what else is unwise? Listening to someone whose life you don't want. That's unwise. If you don't want their life, then don't listen to their wisdom. The Bible says in Proverbs 11, verse 14, where there is no wise, intelligent guidance, the people fall and go off course like a ship without a helm. But in the abundance of wise and godly counselors, there is victory. Come on, I want you to see that right there, that you can have victory in the midst of your uncertainty. Listen to the right voices. The right voices will help you make the right choices. And you need to be listening to the right people who can help push you into the right direction. Stop listening to your aunt vent about all of her conspiracy theories and start listening to people who can give you wisdom about how to navigate these seasons of life. Come on, stop watching the funny cat videos on YouTube and start watching some thought leaders who can give you a different perspective and tools that can allow you to be successful even in the midst of this uncertainty. Stop complaining about you don't know what to do and start going to people who can tell you what you need to be doing. Listen, there are people who can help you and there are people who want to help you. These are three choices that you need to make right now in your life, in the midst of all of the uncertainty that we're dealing with. And now listen, we're just talking about national uncertainty. We're talking about uncertainty that's there forever, but you're dealing with your own uncertainties right now. And in the midst of all of those uncertainties, you've got to have honesty. You need to be honest about what you're facing, what you're feeling, what you're thinking. You've got to be honest. And then you need to have hope. Come on, you need to build that foundation for believing, but you also need help. And do you know why you need these three things? Because honesty, hope, and help will create health in your life. And this is what all of us need during this season. You can't be healthy without help. You can't be healthy without hope. And you can't be healthy without honesty. No, you need to make sure you make the choice. Don't bypass the choice and just loop on into anxiety and live in fear and in worry and in panic and in dread and in depression. No, you realize that my uncertainty is giving me a choice, and I'm going to make some different choices right now in my life. I'm going to choose honesty. I'm going to choose hope. I'm going to choose help. Why? Because I want health. I want health in my mind, health in my emotions, health in my physical body. I want to live healthy. And if I'm going to live healthy, I've got to make the right choices. You can be healthy and you can experience victory even in the midst of uncertainty. You see, I put a prophetic label as this sermon series. I can handle it. You can handle the adversity in your life. And not only can you handle it, you are going to experience victory during this season of life. Come on, I believe it. Do you believe that today? Come on, I just want you to say it again. I can handle it. I can handle the uncertainty. I can handle the choice. I can be honest. I can have hope. I can find help. I will be healthy. I can handle it. Come on, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for your truth. God, I pray that you would help each and every one of us realize that we can handle whatever we are facing because of your grace, because of your mercy, because of your supernatural strength and power in our lives. God, we speak that over our life today. I can handle it. I can handle the uncertainty. The uncertainty is not going to lead me to anxiety. I'm not going to build a bridge to fear and to worry and to stress and to panic. No, in uncertainty, I will make a choice. Come on, right now, if you say, Philip, that's me, I need to choose honesty. I need to choose hope right now. I need to choose help right now because I want to choose health in my life. Come on, if that's you, just say, that's me. That's me, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me. Come on, just tell God right now, God, that is me. I want to choose health in my life. And I choose health by being honest. I choose health by living in hope. I choose health by finding the hope that I need because I want to live in victory. Father, I pray today that you would help all of us experience victory even in the midst of uncertainty. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, put an amen on that today. Hey, thank you so much. Hey, I'm excited about this series. I'm excited. Come on, you can handle it. You can handle the uncertainty. And next week, we're going to be talking in depth about anxiety. How do you handle anxiety? You can handle it, and not only handle it, come on, you can win against it. I can't wait to be back here next week talking, giving you practical handles to help you handle the anxiety that you are facing in your life. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.